From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. There's apparently been a change at the top of Egypt's ruling political party. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports some party leaders have stepped down, including Gamal Mubarak, son of the president.
The state-controlled news outlet says embattled President Hosni Mubarak is retaining his post as head of the ruling National Democratic Party, but other top party officials have been replaced. An erroneous report said earlier that the president had left the party. The resignation of his son, Gamal Mubarak, apparently dashes any final hopes he may have had about inheriting his father's post, because it means he can no longer run as a party candidate. Other key figures who resigned include Safwat al-Sharif, the party secretary general and a powerful figure in the regime for decades. Analysts say the move indicates that the ruling party is trying to show that it's serious about reform. But protesters in Cairo's central Tahrir Square say that nothing will satisfy them until Hosni Mubarak leaves office. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Cairo.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says change is a strategic necessity in the Middle East. Speaking at an international security conference in Germany, she said Mideast leaders should support democratic reforms despite possible short-term instability in countries like Egypt, Tunisia, and Yemen. And she urged Europe to also press for political and economic reform in the Mideast. Iraq's prime minister is calling it quits. Nouri al-Maliki says he will not run for a third term. And NPR's Kelly McEvers reports he's also taking a 50% pay cut.
Analysts say Maliki's announcement that he won't run again in 2014 is a move to forestall public anger. Small and sporadic protests have broken out around Iraq in recent days, mainly over shortages in electricity, water, and food. Religious leaders have warned that if poor people's demands are not addressed, Iraq could see mass protests like those in Egypt. But so far, there have been no big demonstrations here. Maliki says he'll take $15,000 a month in salary rather than $30,000. He's calling on Iraq's president and vice presidents to do the same. Maliki narrowly secured a second term late last year after forming a coalition with his political rivals. He says all of Iraq's prime ministers should be limited to two terms. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Baghdad.
Football fans are struggling to get to Dallas for tomorrow's Super Bowl after a snowstorm caused a lot of flight cancellations yesterday. National Weather Service forecaster Matt Mosier says more unpleasant but not disruptive weather is on the way.
We do actually see the potential of a light rain-snow mix during the day on Sunday. Doesn't look like there'll be significant accumulations, and everybody should be able to get to the game and get home.
5 inches of snow fell in Friday's storm, which also caused ice to fall from Cowboys Stadium, injuring 6 people, not too seriously. This is NPR. It's long been used for bank robbers and other criminals, but now the federal government has turned to a most wanted list to help catch those responsible for about $60 billion in Medicare and Medicaid fraud each year. A new website asks for the public's help in finding more than 170 alleged scam artists, including one woman accused of billing California's Medicaid program for $17 million in nursing care performed by unlicensed staffers. The new U.S.-Russia arms control treaty formally went into effect today. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and a Russian counterpart made it official during a conference in Germany.
On the sidelines of a security conference in Munich, Secretary Clinton and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov took the last step to put the new START treaty into effect. They exchanged ratification papers, and Clinton says that sets in motion new cutbacks and checks.
With the exchange of these instruments, we commit ourselves to a course of action that builds trust, lessens risks, and improves predictability, stability, and security.
60 days from now, she says, the U.S. and Russia can resume inspections that will allow each side to, as President Reagan once put it, trust but verify. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Munich.
Rachel the Pig is in need of some repairs, and it could be a while before the giant piggy bank in Seattle is ready to accept donations again. The 550-pound bank, a feature of Seattle's Pike Place Market, was knocked off its pedestal by a cabbie. KING-TV says the taxi driver hit the gas when he was rear-ended this morning. The piggy bank collects a lot of money for social services. Pam Coulter, NPR News, Washington.